This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
What day is it?
It's Monday.
Okay. Monday, sir.
Okay, well, I gotta get back to work.
Well, it's Monday.
I gotta get back to work.
Got the nose to the old grindstone.
In fact, today, I'm gonna ask for, nay, demand a raise.
Why don't you tell me why you think you deserve a raise?
I'm fairly smart. I'm a hard worker.
Oh, yeah.
Joy to be around.
Showtime.
Today might be the day for you to ask for a raise. Think about it before you go to work. It'd be the day.
Unless you're taking a vacation next week, don't just go and ask for a raise.
Speaking of that, you got a nice cruise coming up. I'm jealous.
Dale, I want to tell you, yesterday, we got all of us packed. We are completely packed. And now my excitement has settled in. I've been talking about it. My in-laws have been counting it down. And I'm like, oh, God, I'm just not prepared yet.
But now I am.
And I am stoked.
All right. So you're leaving from Cape Canaveral on a 7-day cruise. This is your first cruise, right?
Yes. For you.
The rest of your family are cruisers, right? They like it?
Yeah, well, my husband's been once, but his parents all the time. Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be fun. Full report when you get back. But yeah, both of us out next week. I'm not going on the cruise with her. Don't ask me that again.
Someone asked you if you went on the cruise.
Yeah, you going on the cruise with him?
Oh, he doesn't like me that much, y'all.
No, I'm not going on the cruise with him, but I am going to go on a road trip. So yeah, it's great. Now you're all packed. Now you can relax. She's been sweating it. She didn't want to hear about it because I'm
not ready. It's just too soon to be that excited. Time just goes slower when you're that excited.
You're getting in the car and leaving in like 4 days.
I know!
Like a rainy Sunday morning makes me want to stay in bed twisted.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. I got to be honest with you. I ended up watching a lot of television this weekend. In fact, by the time the weekend was over, I felt bad about how much television I've watched this weekend.
I'm proud of you.
So I watched the Carolina-Duke game, and I want to tell you, man, both of those guys could win it all. They're both so good.
Stop talking about the opposite team.
I mean, look, I'm no Duke fan either, but they were both very good. In case you don't care, don't know, Carolina did win the game.
I'm a Tar Heel born, I'm a Tar Heel bred, and when I die, I'm a Tar Heel dead. Woo!
Thank you.
You're welcome. Big fan here.
I watched 38.7 seconds of the Grammys because I don't care.
I forgot about it. I watched none.
I caught up on all of it, though, later. You know, Lainey Wilson continues to dominate. She won Best Country Album for that bell-bottom country album.
I saw where Taylor Swift ignored Celine Dion when she came up for her award. I also saw where Miley Cyrus was channeling her inner Dolly with her hairstyle.
That outfit she had on, too, man, it was like, whoa. But some of the outfits were ridiculous.
They always
like
are.
People act like you've been there before.
Think there was a dress code, right?
There can't be.
The only dress code is to look, quote, nice. It doesn't matter if you're showing all skin or no skin, but look nice. And I'm like, well.
So many did not, though. So many looked ratty to me. You know, Jelly Roll, think he bought him a new tracksuit and a T-shirt that came to his knees. There's a T-shirt that came to his knees, and the jacket didn't come down, so the T-shirt's hanging down to his knees and all that. It's like a khaki-colored tracksuit that he had on. And he had a fresh haircut, shaved close on the sides, but a lot of those floppy curls on the top
his signature look.
And Taylor Swift looked good, and she won, by the way, a record. Fourth album of the year No one's ever done that before. It got Album of the Year 4 times. She did do that. And then later, Jay-Z gets up to accept an Icon Award and blast the Academy for not giving Beyonce the Album of the Year Award.
Wow, thank you so much, Kanye number two. Right. We really appreciate you, sir.
Even though, you know, Beyonce, by the way, in case you didn't know, she has more Grammys than anyone now.
And
like
no
37 of them.
To Queen B. Queen Bey. I love her. Yeah. But that new album is garbage.
Yeah, I don't, it's not much to brag about there to me.
No. She got that single out right now. It sounds like 16 different genres mashed up into one song. It's terrible.
When I saw the nominations and stuff, I thought, I'm going to listen to some of this stuff. I want to see what's going on. No. So anyway, congratulations, Lainey Wilson and Chris Stapleton, who got picked up too. He got Best Country Song for White Horse and Best Solo Performance for White Horse. So congratulations. There are only 4 country awards at the Grammys, by the way.
Yeah.
The only other one is Best Country Duo Group Performance, which was Zach Bryan and Kacey Musgraves.
Wow, that's shocking.
True story, and it is shocking, too. It's for that I remember everything.
I literally thought you were going to say Dan and Shay.
No.
Speaking of Dan and Shay,
yeah. We
got tickets today.
Dan and Shay tickets coming. They're going to join us for a little conversation at some point, and they're coming to town.
Well, we were sitting on a truck bed. We ain't going to waste another drop of whiskey on you.
Waking up with the Wolf at 6:20, final week. Final days of Touch the Troops. Still time to get yours in. Thanks to everybody who sent in cards so far. We got a whole bunch sitting back here in boxes.
Well, now I can't wait to go through some of the new ones, and I love to see all the letters that we've gotten. And I had a few people reach out over the weekend, Dale, and asked, you know, oh, is it too late to send them in? And I was like, no. So if you're a little late getting them into us, it's okay. After it's over, we always kind of wait a week or so, and then we send everything off because, you know, everything's trickling in. So if you've yet to send them in, you're not too far behind. You can still do that.
We set the deadline a little early anyway for this very reason, because this always happens. Somebody goes, oh, our guys are not ready yet. Our kids are not ready. It's okay. You've got time to do it. And if you're just finding out about it, go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com. All the info's there for you. You don't have to really do much of anything. Really.
You're literally just writing cards or drawing pictures or whatever it is. And
if you want to color something in, you can print something.
Yeah.
And you can do it that way.
I've made little coloring sheets / places to write a letter on our website. Like Dale said, 931wolfcountry.com. You'll see them there on the Touch the Troops page.
Fantastic. We got some great ones from the kids, too. A bunch of kids have made some really nice ones. Special project. They've been bringing them in here. We thank you.
A full moon shining bright. I can feel it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Frank's got his first haircut coming up today.
Okay, so I have always cut Frank's hair at home. When he was little and he had longer hair, I did it with shears. And then the last probably 2.5-3 years, we've buzzed it because it was just easier. Now, every time we go to cut Frank's hair, it's an issue. Now, after we get him sit down and he maybe sheds a couple tears, he's normally pretty good. Are we done yet? Are we done yet? We get it done. He takes his bath. Everybody's happy. This time, we have been struggling for weeks now. And then partially because I've been busy and not really forcing it. He needs a haircut desperately. But especially before this cruise we're going on, because it's just over his ears. He's got the rat tail growing in the back. His little double whorl sticking up like alfalfa. And so we're like, okay, it's got to happen. But he keeps wanting to fight me. And I'm like, well, you've been growing your hair out a little bit. We could do a different style cut. But Mama's only good at the buzz cut. That's all I'm going to do on you is a buzz cut. So today at 3 o'clock, he's got an appointment to get his hair done at like a kid's hair salon where hopefully we can give him a high and tight, essentially, is what we're going for. Short on sides, longer on top. Even though it's not a lot of length up there, it's more so than he's ever had.
Yeah, it's still pretty short.
It is, but I mean, it's enough you can run your fingers through it and you can pull on it. So it's enough to leave it long on top for a cut. But I am super nervous because, of course, you know, I reminded him last night. He agreed to this. You know, you got your appointment tomorrow. And he threw an almighty fit. You know how that all goes.
Yeah.
Throwing his body around dramatically. And I'm like, okay, well, it's like a day from now. So stop. Stop wasting your energy now.
I could never be a child's hairstylist or a child photographer.
I'm going to tell you right now, it takes a lot of... Now, you know, I've done hair a long time. It takes a lot for me to cut, even like my nephew's hair, my son's hair at home. I don't know how these people do it. That is their sole job is to cut children's hair. And so I know they're prepared for the worst. I'm sure they've seen it all. The wonderfully good kids who just sit there and get it done. And the ones like, I'm scared mine's going to be wilding out, try to run out the door as soon as we get there. If you've never seen Frank, he's a hoss. So he's definitely not going to fit in those cute little airplane chairs and bus looking chairs and stuff.
He's going to sit in the grown up chair.
He is, which I know they have because they do like mommy and me haircuts and daddy and me haircuts, which I thought was really cute. And so I was like, you know what? I would like for you to have a different haircut than just a buzz cut since you've been growing it out. Let's go to a professional. And we are bribing him. He's been asking for this Lego set we saw at Dollar General. I'm like, dude, I'll give you the Lego. We'll go right to Dollar General after and buy you the Lego set. You get to pick a treasure from the prize box at the hair salon. Like, we'll go next door to Krispy Kreme, get you some donuts. Like, I am doing everything that I am against to get him to be good for this.
You've gone as far as you can go.
I have, and I'm really nervous that it's going to be a at the hair salon. Mortified. I will be mortified. But understanding that this happens. But I am nervous.
Give him a big dose of Benadryl.
Pop him a Xanax.
Zoned out. Don't write, don't call. We're kidding. Yeah, we're kidding. All right, stop, please.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't. You got a fast car. Fast enough so we can fly away. Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
You caught me.
Yeah, I couldn't resist it. Last night at the Grammys, he and Tracy Chapman did this one together.
I heard she looked a little teary-eyed.
Got an extended standing ovation.
As they should. Today's top three is coming up next, and Dale, I got some bad news about a restaurant you love.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They're not closing down, but they're completely changing what they are and who they are.
Oh, man. I can't wait to hear this. That's next. Today's top three. Go.
Let's get it right now, Dale, and break your heart. I'm sorry about it, but there's a major restaurant that you have frequented and enjoy that is going to change who they are, basically. High Points, Tex and Shirley's Pancake House.
No! Please, no! No!
Yes.
No!
They're becoming Cagney's Kitchen.
No!
So
no!
Yeah, they're not closing down, but they are changing ownership because of the retirement of the current owner, Bart Ortiz. After 45 years of being involved in Tex and Shirley's, he's retiring.
Okay, so they're gonna, is it gonna be a whole new menu?
I am certain that if it's anything like Models Cagney's Kitchen in Kernersville, yes, it is completely a different style restaurant.
So no more stacks of pancakes?
I don't think so, unless they offer a breakfast menu, which it doesn't say here. But but the Tex and Shirley's in Greensboro will continue to operate as normal, Dale. So you still have a Tex and Shirley's somewhere.
Okay.
But yeah. Right. Well...
So it's a whole rebrand, everything going to change. Yeah,
absolutely.
When's this taking place? When's this happening?
I don't think it says, honestly. Just that he was tired. Yeah, no. Nothing on the details.
Well, I go by there a lot. I'll keep an eye on it for you.
I know you will. There's a very cool thing coming out, and Apple is doing it on Friday. They're going to roll out the Vision Pro mixed reality goggles.
$10,000.
I know. It's their first step into the augmented and virtual reality, like equipped headgear.
It's so cool. I wish I could afford it.
They unveiled it last summer. So a lot of people have been anticipating this. And it's Apple's first major rollout since it launched the Apple Watch a couple years ago. They've already sold roughly 200,000 units of the Vision Pro. which is wild. And the device is sold out earlier this week. Basically, it's just something that, you know, gets you into the virtual reality world. I don't really know how that all works, but there's so many things you can do with it. So many things you can access with it and watch. You can watch TV in it, basically, or play those games that are the VR games. The Apple Vision Pro, though, is coming in right around $3,500.
Yeah, okay. Apple,
and like Meta's VR one is $500. Snapchat spectacles are $400. So these are really, these have got to be, I mean, am I going to levitate in these?
Yeah,
am I going to become the superhero in the game or what?
There's no way. I mean, what's amazing to me is how many they've sold.
It's crazy. I know. I don't know why people waste their money on that stuff. Last but not least, you know, I know we both don't understand how Yelp finds these places and ranks them, but three places in North Carolina are on the top 100 places to get croissants, according to Yelp. But two of them take the first top 10, and one of them is just right outside the top 10. There's Superior Bakery in Fayetteville. It's number 11 on the list. Mm-hmm. Then there's Raleigh's Bolted Bread, number 22. And I really thought this was cool and well-deserved. Bobby Boy Bake Shop in Winston. If you've never been, if you've never seen it, they're busy, they're booming, and they're delicious. They were named a 2024 James Beard Award semifinalist for Outstanding Bakery, but they're listed at number 72 out of the 100. So they're on Rinalda Road, and they've got croissants and sandwiches. I watched a video the other day on that Bobby Boy Bake Shop. Holy crap, that place looks good. So I'll have to check it out. But good luck getting in there, as busy as they are. But yeah, I thought that was cool. A little three of our North Carolina towns on there, but one specifically right here in our backyard.
I'm getting fat just listening to this story.
Yeah.
Don't have to leave this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
To see the world.
Birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Welcome to the birthday party, and happy birthday to all the local celebrities of the Triad celebrating their special days today. Kicking it off with Zephyr Hembry of Greensboro, who is 1 year old today. What a cool name, Zephyr.
I like it.
Hope you have a great day. Tommy Simmons from Graham is also celebrating today, along with Lindsay Marion of Winston-Salem. Miranda Pergeson of Colfax is 21 today. Woo! You're legal. Ashley Jones of Winston-Salem celebrating along with our pal Mark Jesse of Kernersville. I'm sure he'll have a couple hot dogs for his birthday.
Mark loves a dog.
He does. Lee Keirier of High Point, Jason Rutledge of Clemens, Taylor Schaefer of Kernersville, Chelsea Rollins of Oak Ridge, Zach Smith of Kernersville, Glenda Leonard of Clemens, Kathy Walker of Welcome, Susan Briggs of McLeansville, Penny Perrin of Greensboro, Ashley Ellis of Moxville. And just double checking, that's all my people on this birthday list. We'd love to have you on here to celebrate you during the birthday party. So all you got to do is text me, 799-WOLF, or DM on Facebook at 93.1TheWolf. You can send it in for the birthday tomorrow. You can send it in from 6 months from now. But get it on the list so we can get you shouted out. Now, just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah Evans. Here she is. It's in the bucket on the wall.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little
pet. Wanna be good as you.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Eddie's son, Frank's going for his first haircut at a salon today. And she usually cuts it, but today he's going to a real kid's salon to have a stranger cut his hair.
I'm nervous. So, yes, like Dale said, I have always cut Frank's hair since he was born and had hair to cut. We used to do a cute little boy's haircut when it was longer, and I did it with shears and fought him over it. And then one day we were like, screw it. We're doing a buzz cut. And ever since then, we've done buzz cuts. And it's a fight every time to get him to buzz it. But he ends up sitting there eventually and crying and letting us buzz it. And then it's like, oh, that wasn't so bad. But it's like he forgets every time it isn't so bad. I don't know why my son has amnesia when it comes to the next haircut. But he does. And so he freaks out. And so we decided, and he even agreed to go get someone else to cut his hair. And that way he can keep it long on top because it's been... He's been growing it for a little minute now because he's been arguing me for weeks about not cutting it. And I just haven't had it in me to give in, right? I haven't cared enough. I knew before the cruise we would get the haircut done one way or another.
Yeah.
And so I reminded him yesterday. I made him an appointment for today at a kid's hair salon. It's kids only in this hair salon. And of course it was, I'm not getting it. I don't want to do it. And I was like, stop. You still have a whole day before this happens. Just save that energy. Stop it. I was like, you're going. And, you know, we just want to do a little, like, high and tight kind of look because he's grown it out enough on top. We can get this kind of haircut. But it's coming down on his ears. He's got the rat tail. He's got the alfalfa spike. And it's just, it's time for the haircut. And so I've done something I don't normally believe in doing, and that is bribing him with anything I can bribe him with. First it was, we'll be beside Krispy Kreme. We'll get you a donut when we get done. Nah. Okay. What about the Lego set you've been dying for, Dollar General? What about any other treat you can think of? What about the prize box that you get to pick from after your haircut's there? You know, so it's like, I am just nervous to see what happens. I really hope I can hype him up. He can be brave. He'll go in, he'll get it done, and maybe be better because it's a stranger, someone who's nice to him. And, you know, sometimes kids act differently when it's not their parents. And then part of me is like, he is going to have an almighty fit, won't even go in the door, kicking, screaming, freaking out kind of moment.
I hate to tell you this. I hate to be this way, but it's going to be a harangue, man.
And I know these people are professionals. I know that they're used to this. One end of the spectrum to the next. I'm sure they've seen it all. But, like, I'm just that kind of person. I don't want to take my screaming child in there to do it. And I tell you what, I'll be so ill if we have to cancel this appointment and I got to pull the buzzers back out and cut his little nasty head later. I'm not going to be nice.
So
I will tie him to a chair to buzz that hair.
So would you abandon the whole haircut if things go south?
If he absolutely just entirely freaks out. Now, there's a certain point. I know him. There's a certain point of freaking out that I can talk him down. He'll suck it up and he'll do it. Because he's very smart for 5 years old. Very, very aware. And sometimes you can talk him into it. But I know there's a threshold, and if we cross that and there's a freak out, it's not going to happen. And I'm not going to be the person who has a screaming, crying kid in there trying to get a haircut. I'm not going to do that to the hairstylist, first and foremost. It's already hard enough. Last thing you want to do is deal with this crying kid moving around too much, you know?
What time is this going
to
happen?
3. I will be posting to the Wolf Facebook page, hopefully with a successful haircut picture. Afterwards.
No, I want to see the meltdown. Put the meltdown on there.
I almost want to like body cam myself for this entire thing. But he hates a camera, so I feel like that'll make it worse. I can't.
Oh, you need to
if
go
he's
stealth.
In the chair and he's being good, I'll get a little video.
Gotta go stealth on the camera, that's for sure. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I hate to be negative, but this is gonna be one of those days where you're gonna go, you gotta be kidding me.
I hope he's in a good mood. I hope I can like really pump him up for it.
Maybe he's going to have a great day at school, and he'll be rocking when he gets out there.
God, I hope so.
He'll be going on his trip, and he'll be wanting to look cool for his trip, and he'll get his hair cut, and everything will be great. He'll be in a group. No, he's not.
Oh, he's not told us he ain't going on the cruise, neither. We done said we'll leave him with our friend. He said he's not going on the cruise.
Oh, he's not going.
We said we'd leave him with our friend. He goes, that's fine. And we're like, are you kidding me, dude? You're going to go to school all week and not the cruise? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure, that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, I'm like, no, you're going. We will drag you to the cruise. But.
Full report tomorrow, then.
Yeah.
New Jason Aldean, Let Your Boys Be Country.
Let your boys be country.
Three, two, one.
Are
today's top one, three. Go.
Dale, Tex and Shirley's Pancake House in High Point is no mo.
I can't believe that. What a fixture.
The owner is retiring, and I guess it's being sold to Cagney's Kitchen, which, if it's anything like the one in Kernersville, delicious.
I'm all for delicious, and I'm not object. I don't object to change, but I don't know. I kind of. And I feel a little sad about that.
I don't see a date here on the article I was reading for when they'll close down. But the one in Greensboro will remain open as Tex and Shirley's.
All right. So you still got your little breakfast spot.
Mm-hmm. Something you may have not thought you needed. The Apple Vision Pro mixed reality goggles are coming out on Friday.
Oh, I need them. I can't afford them.
It is the first step into Apple's virtual reality equipped stuff. It was unveiled last summer, and the headset is Apple's first major rollout since it launched the Apple Watch a couple years ago. They've already sold 200,000 units of the Vision Pro.
God.
They already sold the device out earlier this week is what it says.
And they're $4,000.
And there's some similarities to like the Meta, Snapchat, Microsoft versions, but this one has more than 600 apps. It gives you new ways to browse the internet, create notes, chat over text. I mean, just tons of wild stuff come along with these. So it seems to be the bang is worth the buck.
People, what are you doing to be able to set aside 4 G's for a toy?
I've been saving for 4 months for our drink package on the cruise, which is a fourth of what it's costing to buy this. Where y'all? How?
Yeah, what are you doing?
How? Okay.
It's amazing. You can set aside $4,000 for something like that.
Yeah, when all the other ones are under $500.
Yeah. I'm sure they're amazing.
You must become a superhero or something when you put them on. I don't know.
I mean, I have many objections to things that Apple does, including their pricing. But come on, $4,000 for a pair of virtual reality goggles?
To cruise the internet on?
No.
Why do you need to do that in virtual reality?
No. Will they ever come down? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
They will, because they're always selling out.
I'll just go to the Apple Store and play with theirs and be done with it. Get my little fix in that way. So January 30th was National Croissant Day. And of course, Yelp had some wild list, like the top 100 places to get croissants in the U.S. And 3 places in North Carolina made the list. Superior Bakery in Fayetteville and the Raleigh's Bolted Bread. And then finally, one in our own backyard, Bobby Boy Bake Shop in Winston. They're on Renolda Road, and they are a superior place, okay? Lines out the door, delicious pastries and sandwiches. I've never been. I've only heard about all the great things, so I need to go check them out. But they made the list.
They have a chicken salad croissant sandwich.
They got something, I'm sure. They were named a 2024 James Beard Award semifinalist for Outstanding Bakery, and they made number 72 on the Yelp 100 Places list. So shout out to them, Bobby Boy Bakery on Renolda and Winston.
Ah, it's neat. But I still wonder if they have a chicken salad croissant sandwich.
Well, I'll look up the menu for you, Dale.
Because I got that on the brain now. Give me 2 of them. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hey, have you ever wondered where you would be if you had played the lottery with a group of other people and maybe won? You know, some people at work, they'll get a group together and they play the same lottery game with the same numbers all the time, thinking, surely we're going to hit it.
Yeah.
Surely we're going to hit it sooner or later. Years and years of playing, we will hit it. That combination has to come up. Well, 30 people in Kentucky finally did hit it. They'd been playing the same numbers on the Powerball game. And they played the Powerball game no matter what the Powerball jackpot was. They played the Powerball game. Well, they won $1 million off playing Powerball. And I thought it was interesting to let you know what each person ended up getting.
Okay.
So there are 30 people playing. Each person, after taxes, take a guess. After they took out all the stuff.
What was the winning number?
$1 million is what they won.
And 30 people played.
They did.
After taxes, you said?
Yeah, after things were taken out.
$30,000 apiece.
$24,000.
Oh, I was very close.
$24,000. Each person got $24,000, which, you know, a great windfall for really not doing anything. but playing the lottery games.
Mm-hmm.
It does not say how long. They had been doing it for years with the same set of numbers, but no exact number of years given. I'd like to know the same one. But anyway, they had the ticket, and they each got $24,000. They all went to the lottery office together to collect the money and collected their $24,000. So that's awesome. I would like to be in that group. I'll take $24,000
anytime. I'll take it any day. That's right.
Yeah. Gimme, gimme, gimme.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute.
Driving music.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. Wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. And does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be. But I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. Your way since you walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along, and he don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby. Him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call, baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'ma be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'ma be the first one calling him crazy.
Crazy.
Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up,
it's time for the Great Haircut Sale at your local Great Clip Salon. Your chance to get a great haircut at an even greater price, just $8.99. And money's not all you'll save at Great Clips. When you use online check-in, you can save time too. So download our app today and hurry in for the $8.99 Great Haircut Sale at Great Clips. It's gonna be great. For a limited time at participating salons.
The $8.99 Great Haircut Sale runs February 2nd through February 9th.
It's gonna be great.
Choose iMart Express and see the moment.
I saw my son grinning as he rounded third during his first home run.
My 4K TV finally looks it, just in time for the big game.
I could see my daughter's smile through her veil as she walked down the aisle.
The Grand Canyon looks way bigger without the blurriness.
My toddler's new glasses let him meet his face.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.